All right, Daniel. Guess what just landed on our radar in the Northwest Aerospace Sea?
Go on then, what's the news this time?
It's about Green Shield Group completing a solar installation at AMRC Northwest in Blackburn.
Solar power in the aerospace hub, that sounds promising.
Exactly, and they used three different solar technologies, including traditional roof-mounted panels, south-facing wall-mounted solar, and even two SmartFlower solar flowers.
SmartFlowers, I see, that's a new one on me.
Yep, and it's generating 44,000 kWh of free green energy each year.
That's quite a big number, right?
Oh yeah, and it's cutting AMRC's carbon footprint by over 11,000 tons of CO2 annually.
Wow, that is so cool, Emma.
Tell me about it, and Chris Rydhaug from Green Shield is pretty proud of the work they did.
Of course, working with an innovative research facility like AMRC must be a win-win.
Absolutely, and James Valentin from AMRC Northwest highlights how the solar project ties in with their recycled EV battery energy storage.
So it's not just about the solar panels, it's about integrating with existing green tech.
Right, and this whole initiative is part of AMRC Northwest's Low Carbon Smart Factory Demonstrator.
That makes sense. Helping manufacturers decarbonize their operations sounds like a big goal.
And AMRC Northwest is part of the University of Sheffield Advanced Manufacturing Research Centre, which has a global reputation.
Yeah, so this isn't just local news, it's part of a bigger picture for sustainable manufacturing.
Exactly, and it's all happening in a £20 million state-of-the-art research centre on the Samlesbury Enterprise Zone.
Wow, that's impressive funding from the Lancashire Enterprise Partnership.
It sure is, and it's showing the value of energy self-sufficiency as the UK manufacturing sector pushes towards net zero.
This is a great example of how local companies can drive national and even global sustainability goals.
Couldn't agree more, and it's all happening right here in our Northwest Aerospace Cluster.
Well, that's some inspiring news to end on, Emma.
Definitely, and we'll be keeping an eye on how this project develops.